The motion in opposition to the Wild Fish Conservancy's injunction petition is 34 pages, with over 2,000 pages in supporting scientific documents. The question the court will have to decide is whether prey abundance is the sole limiting factor in the decline of the southern resident killer whale, which was listed as an endangered species in 2005. The orcas eat Chinook salmon, also called kings, which originate in the big river systems of the Pacific Northwest, but spend most of their lives rearing in the Gulf of Alaska. Linda Benkin thinks that taking a conservation question directly to the federal courts is a costly distraction.
This, to me, places orcas at greater risk.
Benkin is a former member of the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council and a 30-year veteran of allocation and management battles in Alaska's fisheries. She's never wavered from the position that conserving resources are paramount, as is preserving the fishing economy. The two are inseparable. So Benkin has no idea where the Wild Fish Conservancy is coming from in asking a federal judge to shut down Chinook fishing before it even begins this summer.
By not identifying the real issues of habitat loss, of dams, of climate change, even there's some shifts in predator-prey relationships, they're really preventing people from understanding the bigger issues and taking actions that would save orcas.
Benkin's organization, the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, put its name to a statement issued by the Juneau-based conservation group Salmon State, opposing the Wild Fish Conservancy's lawsuit and injunction petition. In a state where environmental battles are common, it's unusual for conservation organizations to be on opposite sides. Tyson Fick is a gillnetter and crabber out of Douglas. His official title with Salmon State is Salmon Evangelist. He thinks the Wild Fish Conservancy, based in Duval, Washington, wants to do more than help the endangered southern resident killer whales.
Personally, I get really frustrated as somebody who works in conservation and harvest salmon for a living. When a group comes in under the guise of conservation, but really it's a thing where these want more fish in the rivers for sport fishing in Washington and Oregon.
Fick says he should be more careful about leveling accusations, but the Wild Fish Conservancy's lawsuit doesn't make sense to him. No one, not even the National Marine Fisheries Service, the defendant in the Conservancy's lawsuit, denies that king salmon contribute to the diet of southern resident killer whales. But the complexities in the Endangered Species Act and fisheries management are so enormous that singling out the southeast Chinook harvest seems like an oversimplification. Fick thinks trollers are likely the slowest moving target.
And it really is unfortunate that we're, as Alaskans, put in a place to have to, you know, once again explain how the fisheries work, how sustainability is something that we all believe in. And meanwhile, they're painting a picture of this giant killing machine of hook and line fishermen trolling in 100-year-old wood boats and all along the coast. Just insane.
Salmon State hasn't joined the legal fray, but the Alaska Trollers Association has. On April 23rd, the ATA filed as an intervener in the case. The Wild Fish Conservancy suit argues that the National Marine Fisheries Service failed to comply with the Endangered Species Act in developing a management plan for salmon fishing in Alaska, and it's asked for an injunction to stop fishing until the case is decided. Trollers are being represented by the Portland-based law firm of Landy Bennett Bloomstein. The Environmental and Natural Resources Division of the U.S. Justice Department is representing the government. The case is being heard in the U.S. District Court for Western Washington by U.S. Magistrate Judge Michelle Peterson. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.